I received an email today from Runner's World, which was telling me about the fact that all the details of going along to their boot camp due to the competition that I entered about getting professional training for the Paris Marathon. And I was very excited, and I'm thinking to myself when I'm reading it, you know, I hope my leg, the little injury which I had, that'll be okay, and I need to go to the gym to make sure that it's fine, and, you know, maybe I should get another physio appointment, and, you know, absolutely concerned with the minutiae, preoccupied with my own body. And then I opened up another email, and it was about a relative of mine who has got quite a serious medical condition and just been diagnosed, and it makes me feel incredibly pathetic to be so self-absorbed as to whether my knee ligament will be strong enough or might, you know, while I'm doing this boot camp, whether my leg will be able to withstand the pressure, and how I was worried that if only the boot camp was in another week's time, when I know my leg would definitely be strong enough and I'd had more training, made me feel really pathetic. And then it got me thinking that I was in the gym when I was actually reading these emails, and I was looking at all these people and training away, hence the picture. This time it's of the gym, people on their treadmills running. And what annoys me when people hear that somebody's either got cancer or has got any kind of serious illness is that the next question is always, well, what did he do? Did he eat right? As if somehow illness is the fault of the person with the illness. You know, it's modern day sin, in that, you know, if you didn't pray enough, if you didn't go to church enough, you know, you'll go to hell. If you didn't eat right, if you didn't exercise right, then you'll be struck down with a terrible illness. I think exercise is really important. I think eating right is really important. But we just need to make sure that we think they're important and that we do them because it's right, as opposed to then demonizing the people that don't eat right. People who are struck down with illnesses, we will all die. We'll all get an illness, regardless of how much training we do, regardless of how well we eat. And we shouldn't victimize the victims. You know, getting an illness is bad enough, let alone then trying to say it's your fault because you've got an illness. I'll keep on training because I love training. I will not keep on training because I think I'm avoiding death. Death will come to all of us.